Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Most people know how to set goals. They know how to write them down, how to make them specific, how to make them really sound impressive. And yet so many of those goals quietly die. They start strong in January and they're gone by February. They feel exciting when they're written in a notebook, but become heavy and inconvenient when real life begins to push back. The problem usually isn't that people are lazy or that their goals are bad. The problem is that most of us are very clear on the what of our goals and only vaguely aware of the why. We know what we want to do and what we want to achieve, but we're not nearly as clear on why it matters to us at a deep personal, emotional level. Today, my invitation is simple. Stop building your life just around what you want to achieve and start building it around why you want to achieve it. Because when the why is clear, the what becomes more powerful, more aligned, and far more durable. Let me give you a real example from my own life. I've done a lot of things over the years. I've been a teacher. I've worked in the corporate world. But eventually, I set a business goal of starting a coaching business. And my intention was to get it off the ground very quickly. I was working that corporate job at the time, working 60 to 70 hours a week. And even with that schedule, people were coming to me and asking questions about what my wife and I had done to radically change our life. They noticed that we were being a little weird with money and our choices, and they wanted help becoming weird themselves. So I set the goal, start the coaching business. I began doing it part-time from hotel rooms, from my home, from all sorts of places. I met with a few clients. I was excited, but pretty quickly it started to get hard. It became hard to get clients. It was hard to find the time because I still had lots of responsibilities in my corporate job and I never wanted to steal from that. I was stretched thin and I began to struggle with finding the time and the energy to really build the coaching business. I had a goal. I even had a strong intent. I was genuinely excited about it. But as obstacles began to show up, it became very easy to get distracted and pulled away. Maybe you've experienced that yourself. And over time, I realized that it wasn't that the goal was bad. The problem was that there wasn't anything behind it. I really hadn't put any meat on the bone, so to speak. I hadn't sat down and clearly articulated a why for myself. I knew what I wanted, a coaching business. But I hadn't gotten honest about why I wanted it. As I began to pay attention, I started to see that the coaching business for me wasn't really about building a business. Instead, it was about freedom and flexibility. It was about being able to provide for my family, but it was also about being able to be present with them. It was about being able to spend time at home with my wife and my child. I didn't want to just create another job. I had one of those. I wanted to create something that allowed me to live the kind of life I really wanted to live. And when I began to realize that, and when I began to articulate the emotion behind it, and the way it would affect my relationship with my son, with my wife, and with myself, that's when everything started to shift. Those same distractions were still there, but they began to lose their power. The obstacles didn't disappear, but they didn't pull me away as easily either, because now there was a deeper why anchoring that goal in place. And that experience showed me firsthand a strong what without a clear why is fragile. Let's put some simple language around these ideas. When talking about goals, the what is the outcome. It's the result you can write down on a line in that journal. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to save $10,000. I want to sign 10 clients. I want to quit my job in 12 months. The what is a destination. It's what you can measure, what you can track. It's what you can talk about. But the why is different. The why is the deeper reason underneath that outcome. It begins to answer questions like, why does losing 20 pounds matter to me? Why do I care about saving $10,000? Why do I want those 10 clients? What do I think that's going to give me? The why lives in your values. It lives in your story. It lives in your identity. It's not just about numbers or milestones. It's about who you want to be. It's about how you want to live. And it's about the impact that you want to have. Here's a simple way to hear the difference. I want to pay off $20,000 of debt. That's a what. But I want to pay off $20,000 of debt so that I can stop living with a knot in my stomach every time an unknown number calls, and so that money is a source of peace instead of constant stress, worry, and fighting in my home. Now that's a why. I want to build a six-figure business. That's a what. I want to build a six-figure business so I can create freedom and flexibility for my family, be present with my kids, and show them what's possible when you step out in fear. That's a why. The what lives up on the surface, but the why lives underneath. The what is what goes into a goal tracking app. The why is what lives in your heart. And here's the key idea for the rest of this talk. A clear what without a true why is fragile. Yeah, it may look strong at the beginning, but it cannot and will not hold up under pressure. When a goal is defined only by what you want to achieve, several things tend to happen. First, the moment of real resistance shows up, the goal starts to wobble. Life gets busy, you're tired, someone needs you, something urgent pops up at work or at home. And because there's no deeper reason holding the goal in place, it becomes very easy to say, I'll get back to this later. I'll do it tomorrow. Someday I'll get around to it. And second, what only goal sets you up for what could be called empty wins. You reach the number, you hit the target, you check the box, and yet you still feel strangely unsatisfied. The goal is complete on paper, but the inside of your life has not changed very much or at all. And third, what only goals are often inherited, not chosen. They come from what culture praises, what your industry posts on social media, what your friends are doing, or what your mother told you to do when you were growing up. They sound good, but they don't necessarily belong to you. When the what is not anchored to a personal why, the goal becomes flimsy. The first storm will test it, and more often than not, it will fall. You know, when I first set out to start my coaching business, I thought to myself, just get one client. Just get two clients, just get three clients. And in fact, I did that. I started clicking off the numbers. I got several clients, one after the next, and I began to work with them. Truth be told, I wasn't all that great of a coach at the beginning. In fact, I often wish I could go back in time and work with those same folks again. But truth, even then, they did get true and real value. They said they got value from working with me, and I got something too. I got paid. I started making a profit. There was some money flowing in. But at the same time, I started to wonder, is this really all there is? It's just about feeling good in the moment, feeling excited when the dollars show up. So I began to chase that feeling. I began to push to get more clients, to have more of those moments. I worked more. I took on longer hours because I was chasing that high, that moment of getting a client, that moment when the check cleared. And I was adding all of that on top of the stress of my day job and my family responsibilities. And I was spending less and less time talking to my wife, less and less time being present with my son. I was working hard at the day job, getting promoted, and then working hard on the coaching business. And eventually it all started to feel like a letdown. I began to burn out on the coaching business. I began to feel like it was just something added on top. More appointments, more moments, more energy being taken from me, more time that could have been spent in relationship with the people I love. I was getting burned up and burned out. Sure, yeah, it was still fun in those highlight moments, but I had to ask myself, is that really all there is to it? The why was missing. It really wasn't meeting my deeper reasons yet. I was checking off goals on the surface, but not underneath. And that was another wake-up call for me. You can hit the what. You can get the clients. You can have the experiences and still feel empty if you don't connect it to a real why. You can think of it this way. A goal built only on a what is like a beautifully decorated house sitting on sand. It might look impressive for a season or two, but it doesn't survive the first serious storm. So what happens when you flip the order and lead with your why? When your why is clear, your relationship with difficulty changes. Hard days still come. Obstacles still show up. But now there's a reason to keep going on that's bigger than the inconvenience of the moment. The why gives you resilience. Instead of thinking, this is annoying, I should quit, you begin to think, this is hard, but it's worth it because of what I'm building and who I'm becoming. The why taps into intrinsic motivation. You're no longer chasing a goal just to impress someone, to check a box, to avoid falling behind. You're moving towards something that genuinely matters to you. And a clear why acts like a filter. Decisions become easier. If an opportunity or demand supports your why, it's much easier to say yes. If it pulls you away from your why, it becomes much easier to say no, even if it looks shiny in the short term. Imagine two people with the same what. Save $10,000. One person's why is vague. Seems like a good idea. The other person's why is vivid. I want my family to have a cushion so that one unexpected bill doesn't flip our world upside down the way it did when I was a kid. On paper, they're taking the same actions. They're doing the same things. They're cutting expenses, making a budget, saying no to some spending. But when temptation shows up, when the car needs a repair, when they're tired and want to just click add to cart one more time, the second person has something deeper to lean on. The goal is no longer just about a number. It's about peace, about safety, about breaking a pattern. A simple way to remember this is the what directs your actions, but the why sustains your actions. The what tells you where you're going. The why tells you why it's worth making the trip in the first place. So how do you actually find your why? Not the polished version you think you're supposed to say, but the real one that moves you emotionally. Your why often sits at the intersection of a few different things. What energizes you, who you care about, and the kind of impact you want to have on others. Here's a few questions that you can write down and use to help you uncover it. Think about a time you felt fully alive and fully yourself. What were you doing? Who were you helping or serving? Second, if money was taken care of and your basic needs were met, what kinds of problems would you still care about solving? And third, what do people naturally come to you for? Encouragement, clarity, wisdom with money, help making decisions. And which of those requests actually lights you up when people ask it for you? If your life were an example to someone, your child, your spouse, a younger version of yourself, what would you hope your life proves is possible? When you go through these questions, often your why begins to take shape somewhere inside those answers. And eventually, if you can put it into a simple sentence like, I help this kind of person to do or experience this so they can enjoy this benefit. Or something like, I want to live in a way that shows this kind of person that this is possible or true. The point isn't to get the perfect wording. The point is that it feels honest and that it begins to stir something inside of you. And for a long time, my goals were just things that I checked off a list. It was like having a long to-do list, and the list did nothing but grow longer, because I don't know about you, but every time I check one thing off, it seems like three more things pop up and get added to the bottom of the list. It really was about achieving. It was about doing more, being more busy, getting more done, doing more things. I was busy, but I didn't really have meaning behind it. And that showed up in my coaching business as well. And eventually, I kind of began to drift off from the dream. For about 2.5 years, I basically stopped moving forward on that goal. I lost sight of the idea that the coaching business was something I really wanted. I stalled out. I was still working my day job, and I was still working with a few clients here and there, but I wasn't doing the hard work, the connection, the relationship building, the things that were really necessary to build a successful business. And I also realized that successful was personal. And I began to discover that my version of success wasn't what everyone else seemed to be chasing. I mean, I was following and paying attention to a lot of other coaches, and they were all saying, here's how you do it. I'd see someone having success on Instagram, and I'd think, I've got to add Instagram. Then I'd see someone else doing Facebook Lives and having success, and I'd think, oh, I have to do Facebook Lives too. And so it became, I have to do this, and then I have to do this, and then I have to do this, and I have to do all the things. That's the only way to be successful. And successful began to mean I'd have to have a business of a certain size. I'd have to have a certain number of clients. I'd have to scale to a certain sort of income. I'd have to add employees. I'd have to. And then I had a moment of clarity. It came from my wife. She asked me a simple question. Is that really the business that you think would be successful? And I immediately said, no. I realized that wasn't my goal. I didn't actually want to grow this huge conglomerate of a business. What I was after, my why, was around flexibility and freedom. I wanted to schedule around my time and my season. I wanted to spend time with her and with our son. I wanted to be able to have lunch together in the middle of the day if I wanted to. I wanted a business I can do from anywhere, whether that's my living room or when my wife and I are on a trip together. I wanted to build something that serves me and my life. Yes, it serves others too, but it works for us. And yes, it would provide money, but I really didn't care about making $1 million a year. That's not what was driving me. Instead, what was driving me was making an impact on other people and seeing their lives change. I loved being able to ask a client, what value did you get from our session, and hear a sincere answer about how it maybe changed their life or their marriage. It wasn't about the numbers. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't even about checking goals off and then adding more to my list. It was about the freedom to redefine what success is for me. Not building the coaching business that everyone else wanted me to build, but building the business that my wife and I can look at together and say, this is it. This is the dream business. A business that checks off the boxes, not just of the what, but of the why. And once that clicked, it became easier to begin to say no to certain things. It began to be easier to turn down the things that turned out to be squirrels, not real opportunities. I literally keep this little squirrel on the shelf behind me to remind myself that sometimes what looks like an opportunity is really just a distraction. And that was the moment my why for this business became clear. And once that happened, it began to change the way I thought about my goals completely. Just like for you, once your why is clear, the next step is not abandon goals, but the next step is to rebuild them so that they're in service to the why. The why is the foundation, the what and the goals you build on top of it. A simple process begins to look like this. Step one, state your why in one simple sentence, even if it's still rough, even if it's not perfect. So for example, my why is to help those making the transition from corporate to self-employment, help them master their time, their talent, and their treasures so that they can live out their calling. Step two, ask, if this is my why, what goals actually begin to make sense? What goals actually align with that sentence and what goals don't? If your why is about freedom and flexibility, then burning yourself out in a job you hate may not be the right long-term what. If your why is about being present with your family, then building a business that requires you to be gone every evening might need to be reconsidered. You can take any existing goal and run it through this filter. Does this what serve my why? And if the answer is yes, you just strengthened your motivation to make that goal happen. And if the answer is no, you've just discovered why that goal has been so hard to sustain anyway. This isn't about judging yourself for past goals, by the way. Don't beat yourself up. Instead, it's about giving yourself permission to realign your future goals. Even with a clear why, there will still be days when you want to quit. There's still going to be days when progress feels slow. There's still going to be days when you're tired and the couch and your phone and Netflix look more appealing than your to-do list. But on those days, the question to ask is not, how do I force myself to care about this goal? The question is, have I lost sight of my why? A simple mental check-in can help. Pause and ask yourself, why did I start this? What was I hoping would be different in my life or in someone else's life because of this goal? And if the answer still matters, remind yourself of it in as much detail as you can. Picture the people this goal will impact. Picture the version of you who has walked through the discomfort and come out on the other side. And if the why no longer resonates as true, it no longer rings as true, well, that's important information as well. It might mean the goal needs to change. Not because you're flaky, not because you're lazy, but because you've grown. Sometimes quitting a misaligned what is actually an act of honoring your deeper why. Now, as a coach, one of the very first things I work on with my clients is their why. Because the truth is, having that why is what keeps us moving towards our goals. But even then, even with a why that seems pretty strong, I've learned that whys begin to change over time. They can shift. Or if we don't keep them in front of us, they can drift off into the background. And when that happens, people go right back to checking off the boxes. They stop saying, my goals have shifted, and instead they quietly burn out or shut down. And most of the time, the story they tell themselves is, I've got to hustle harder. I've got to push more. I've got to do more. But the reconnection doesn't come from pushing harder. It comes from stopping, from stepping back, from giving yourself some space and some silence and some calmness so you can revisit the why, so you can go deeper. Because often when I ask a client, what is your why? They give me a solid answer. But as they live more life and experience more things, that why can actually deepen. So often I ask, what's the why behind that why? And then what's the why behind that? And you can keep going layer after layer. And as you do, you become more committed to the why and more aligned with it. You end up with a deeper, more authentic why. And then you can go back and look at your goals with that deeper clarity. And instead of adding more, you actually start taking things away. But the things you take away are squirrels and distractions. So this isn't one and done. This is something that you do over and over again. The what is the goal, the why is the reason.
thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.